This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The list of nationally known commuter hellscapes is short and reasonably sweet. The 405 freeway here in Los Angeles, the Beltway in Washington, the Kennedy Expressway in Chicago, Atlanta, Boston, and San Francisco have a couple as well. I apologize if I left your city off. But if you are a rail commuter, there is no place quite like Pennsylvania Station in New York City. Almost 700,000 people a day dealing with track closures, cancellations, and delays in a 50-year-old building strained well beyond capacity. And as Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth reports, after two train derailments this spring, making that piece of the national economic infrastructure better is going to mean making it worse for a while.
New York, New York. If you can't make it here, it might be because your train was delayed coming into Penn Station.
It's a crapshoot. If your train's going to be there, or you have to grab another train.
It's just like the same nonsense. It's overpacked, overheated.
It always adds hours. What are you going to do? Can't fight it.
Are you going to drive instead?
You funny. Drive.
Don Gelestino, Shay Marie King, and Joe Peterson all commute through Penn Station. Or at least they try to.
The entire productivity of the Northeast relies on the movement of people in and out of Boston, New York, and Washington, and even further down into Florida.
Mitchell Moss directs the Transportation Policy Center at NYU.
So unless we have a functioning Penn Station, there's a severe problem for the movement of people, and this means that the economy slows down.
Moss says the underlying problem is that Penn is actually three train stations rolled into one. Amtrak, New Jersey Transit, and the Long Island Railroad all share the same tracks. This makes delays and congestion inevitable at Penn Station. Or as State Senator Todd Kominsky calls it,
The bane of my constituents' existence.
Kominsky represents Long Island, which sends nearly a 250,000 commuters into the station a day.
I've had constituents call me from the bathroom of trains that they're literally sitting in the bathroom because there are no seats. That's something you would hear in a different country.
According to a report from the state comptroller, delays and cancellations on the Long Island Railroad alone cost the region $60 million in lost productivity last year. Now, Amtrak, which owns and operates Penn Station, plans to close down a quarter of the tracks this summer for overdue maintenance work. Kominsky says the timing couldn't be worse.
We on Long Island really depend on a summer economy. So to say that, hey, this summer we're going to take your trains offline could really be devastating to the Long Island economy that relies on city people coming out.
But in general, traffic dips over the summer. So while it might hurt the Long Island beach scene, a summer closure affects the fewest number of riders overall. Perhaps no one has more to lose at Penn Station, though, than Amtrak itself. Wick Moorman is president and CEO.
New York Penn Station is at the heart of the Northeast Corridor, which is the most important revenue-generating component in Amtrak. It's literally the heart of what we do from a financial standpoint.
Moorman says that because of this, Amtrak has more incentive than anyone to improve Penn Station. But others think the company's not invested enough. Recently, Governors Andrew Cuomo of New York and Chris Christie in New Jersey issued a joint letter calling for a new private operator to take over Penn Station. And Cuomo's reached out to President Trump for federal funding. Moorman says neither of those would make a difference.
The fundamental problems at Penn Station have to do with the fact that it is at or beyond capacity. Nothing changes that with a private operator.
Amtrak has both the will and the means to fix these problems, Moorman says. What it lacks is New York's most precious commodity.
Time. We just have to take the time to do this work and to get it right.
But as the complaints and the trains pile up, Amtrak may find its time is running out. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.